You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Local, state, national, man, we cover down on all of the stuff, and we do it in a manner that is solid, conservative, and just plain right. Okay, listen, I gotta tell you, if you want to call in last hour of the show here, I'm just going to take calls as they come, and we'll take them, 833-68-RIGHT. That's the phone number, 833-687-4448. You want to call in? Call in. I got one on the line already. Is that Sparky? Sparky from Harvest. How you doing, buddy?
I'm awesome. Enjoying the show, Phil and Boomer. Hey, I would, if I could use your platform here to pass on a message to all my liberal friends. I really have a lot of them, actually. I want you to listen to me now. I know you're enjoying and you're very gleeful that the FBI and the Department of Justice are giving your sworn enemy, Donald Trump, a police state colonoscopy about every other week, trying to investigate a man in search of a crime, the whole while blithely looking the other way to criminal activity over the last couple of seasons by Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, her husband, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. They all get a pass because, they're on the right side of their perception of the law. But let me talk to you about the long game. Culturally, you need to remember that all across the Middle East and all around the world, radical Islamists kill and murder radical Islamists by the scores because they don't hate precisely the way they're supposed to hate. They don't think precisely the way the people in power, with the power, want them to hate and want them to think. All across the urban centers, gangs attack and murder each other across town all the time because you don't think the way you're supposed to think. You're not towing the party line here. If it happens to Donald Trump and it happens to any and every conservative right now by these 187,000 new IRS investigators, believe you me, if you don't toe the line and think the way they want you to think next year and the year after, they're coming after you too. So when you let a DOJ and a FBI become a highly politicized pack of brown shirts above the law and utterly swollen with power, they'll come after anybody who doesn't think the way they want them to think.
Well, Sparky, I think that was the best monologue I have heard on this show, including my own, quite a few times. But you're spot on, though, brother. And I tell you, they the old adage, be careful what you wish for, because what they're getting right now, you're right, is exactly what could turn around and slap them in the face later on.
Well, yeah, but once the culturally, any old institution, especially quote-unquote law enforcement, becomes so big and above the law that they make up their own law and they make up their own rules and they go after their enemies, it doesn't take long to become their enemy. Trust me.
No, in fact,
you and I have seen it. You and I have seen it in distant lands, Colonel, and we've all seen it across even different segments of the military over the years. It happens. It absolutely happens.
It happens too often. Sparky, great call, brother. I just sat back and enjoyed having somebody in the audience who could talk like you do. So thank you, brother. Appreciate it very much.
All right,
let me grab another call real quick. We're taking calls, 833-687-4448. Call in if you want to, 833-68-RIGHT. That's the phone number. Is that Steve from Tennessee? Yeah, man. Steve from Tennessee, how you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Phil, and I always enjoy hearing Sparky, too. I always stop and listen carefully when he's speaking because he's always got something good to say. I kind of wanted to tie your first hour, second hour, and what I think is coming in the third hour together because you're about to talk about the government spending money, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, to me, I was thinking about this. It's like you call somebody to fix your air conditioner, and you happen to be out there when he pulls up. He gets out with his toolkit. He walks over to the air conditioner, opens up the toolkit. You notice in there there's nothing but a hammer. And you think that looks a little weird. You kind of sidle over to the van, and you look in the van, and there's nothing in the van. The hammer's all he's got. The Democrats are like that when it comes to fixing things because the only thing they've got in their toolkit is to spend money. Wow. And it doesn't matter if spending money is causing the problem. That's the only thing they do. And so right now, you talked about the engine testing at NASA. Totally understand that and can relate to that. And one of the things that you look for when you test a system like that is you look for harmonic vibrations. You don't want vibrations that just increase upon themselves. You want that to damp out and go away. You don't want it to ramp up and keep going up. And yet, they know that inflation is caused by the government spending money, just like that bunch in Birmingham. They're spending tons of money. I mean, I can't imagine what a lobbyist would do for a water board, but regardless, the more money they spend, the bad vibration gets worse. And it's continuing to get worse. And if you let it continue to build, it'll shake the system apart.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that all the vibration that's being created in our economic system by the money and the inflation that's being thrown, you know, in this whirlpool, I'm afraid that this may not be able to be fixed. I lived through Carter. I understand what Reagan had to do to fix it. I bought a car, stupid as this sounds, at 16% interest.
Wow.
I know what that feels like. A lot of these young people right now, they're clueless. They don't understand that kind of interest rate. And when you look at those interest tables, it will blow your mind.
Yeah.
That's what's coming. So I'm just saying, the only thing in the toolkit's to spend money. I know you're about to talk about it, so it's your show, and I really enjoy it. But you have at it, buddy. But yeah. That's where I'm at.
Man, Steve, when are you gonna guest host the show for me? Just come on down and. He could do it.
Well, I sent an email and offered to buy you a meal sometime. If you want to break bread, we'll talk, but I don't think I'm fit. You got all I have, you know, in like 3 minutes, that's all I could do. You know, I can't fill 3 hours.
Oh, man. No way. Good stuff, Steve. Appreciate you as always, man. Have a great day. I got somebody on line three, Greg from Huntsville. Greg, how you doing?
Hey, man, how's it going?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I want to talk to you about the student loan forgiveness, and I want to offer you an idea that nobody's really thinking about and why I also will blame Republicans for this problem.
All right.
I'm from a different state, and I have called my Republican congressman multiple times for the last 4 to 5 years, trying to get them to look at student loans, not forgiveness, but the interest rates attached to student loan debt. And I talked to one of them one time, and he said, I do not believe that the government should make money off of student loans. And I said, well, I agree. Why don't we do something about this? I graduated. I have a doctorate degree in the healthcare profession. When I graduated with only my doctorate degree, I had no undergraduate debt. That was all paid off. I had $240,000 in debt, in student loan debt. In 6 years, from whenever I graduated, that $240,000 ballooned up to $360,000. I had $120,000 in interest in 6 years on federal loans.
Wow.
This is the problem, and this is why I say I blame this on Republicans as much as I do on Democrats, because I have called Republican congressmen and tried to offer them a solution and said, look, man, people would be happy if they weren't buried by interest. So whenever people are talking about, you know, that we're giving up $300,000 or 300, whatever the number is at this point, I don't even know what it is, $300 million, excuse me. That's not even interest for most loans, all right? $10,000, which I'm not going to qualify for this, so I can say it, but $10,000 is 2.5 months of interest on my student loan debt.
Well, so let me ask you this, though, Greg. I mean, so I hear what you're saying about how it increased. Let me ask you a couple of questions. First of all, have you gotten it paid off yet, or are you still paying it off?
Oh, absolutely not, because there's no – this is what the government wanted me to pay back, $2,880 a month.
Okay.
$2,880 a month. Now, this would be okay if I could write all the interest off like I could with a house, right? Because that's about $24,000 a year in interest.
True.
The government will only let you write $2,500 a year off in your taxes of interest from student loan debt.
Okay, so let me ask you this: are you on a fixed rate or a variable rate loan? Do you know?
Yeah, it's a fixed rate loan. When you graduate, when you're in school, I'm not going to tell you what profession I'm in.
That's all right.
That will completely give it away, and I fear retribution from the government. But when you're in, when you graduate from school, the loans, every semester counts as its own loan. It's not one single loan. Everyone counts as its own loan, and they all have different interest rates, depending on what it was at that time. Anywhere from about 4.9% interest rate up to 7.9% interest rate.
Well, so here's one of my, I got to ask you this question, because, I mean, you are a sharp, intelligent guy with an upper-level degree somewhere in the healthcare industry. But I guess one of my concerns is, and you went into it eyes wide open. I mean, you had a contract and told you what to expect, or did something change about it, I guess is one of my questions.
That's not true.
Okay,
that's
so true. So what changed? What was it about the contract that morphed?
So I have tried to go back and find this on the school's website. And my profession, it said, you know, on the school website, so part of it, and you also want to remember, every school, every one of the schools that you can go through for this is a private school. There aren't any public schools.
All right.
So the school said the average blank in the United States makes $548,000 a year.
All right.
That's what they had on their website back in 2008. I've tried to go back and find this. I can't find it. I remember printing it off because I sat there and studied it for months before I decided I wanted to go. Well, actually, the average person in this profession only makes about $80,000 a year. Now, I believe the misleading part that school did, they might have been able to say the average office brings in this much, but not the actual average that the professional takes home. Okay.
Well, and
that's number.
So you feel like it was misrepresented to you in the selling of the loan, is what you're saying?
I feel like it was misrepresented to me in the selling of the program. Correct?
Okay. Okay.
But I'm not going to sit back and complain about that because, you know, at the time I was young and naive and didn't think about it. Here's the next problem though with FAFSA and with private loans with private schools. When you go to a private university, they are allowed to have FAFSA, but they are not governed by the Board of Regents. Okay. So every time that FAFSA would come out, you know, every couple months, they'd say, oh, we're going to increase the amount of student loan debt that you're going to get. It might go up $2,000 a quarter or a semester. You could guarantee within the next week you were going to hear from your school that tuition was going up that same exact amount.
Wow. Yeah. See, now that I do believe that we have to get something about higher ed under control, because higher ed keeps jacking the prices up, which requires the loans to go up and up and up and up. But let me, and I'm about to run out of time here, Greg, and I apologize, but let me ask you this. So how do you feel about, though, the fact that there are probably any number of people, though, who don't have the same level of conscientiousness that you do about trying to make sure that you're paying back what you borrowed? They didn't borrow as much, but they just dabbled at school, maybe got their underwater basketball weaving degree, and then now they're going to get it off scot-free and they have no debt.
I believe that the problem, I don't really care why somebody goes to school. I think somebody should be free to study what they want to, if that's what's going to make their life happy. I don't really care. That's not for me to decide. That's not for me to judge. What I do think needs to happen, though, is I do think that if the government wants to step in and really do something, you're never going to pay off student loan debt the route that it's going with the actual amount of interest. And I think, you know, there should be a fixed number of, you know, 1% interest or something that's absolutely fixed, but it gives people a light at the end of the tunnel where they can set up 10, 20, 30-year payments worth of their loans, and they know it's going to be paid off, versus somebody like me who I could pay $1,500 a month, and I'm not even touching my interest yet.
All right, so last question I got, and I'm already running long for this break because your call is so good. But you've been in, according to what you said, you've been doing this for at least 6 years. My understanding is the Obama administration is the one that changed the way the plans currently work. Did you take out your loan before or after Obama?
No, I've been doing it more than 6 years.
Okay.
Six years is whenever everything stopped, interest on loans stopped. So I've been in the profession 8 years.
Okay. All right.
But the reason I say 6 years is because the interest hasn't continued. But, yeah, I took my loans out after Obama because I went back to school in 2010. And so Obama at that point was already in. Do I think that Obama screwed the system? Absolutely.
Yeah, he did. He took it from being a public-private partnership and made it into a total government program.
But I do think our congressmen should step in, and if they really want to elicit change and you want to actually have people voting for confidence, you vote for something that's going to fix the problem as a whole, which would be get rid of the interest rates, or at least the majority of what you're charging, to where people can actually pay back the money they took out. My $240,000 loan over a 20-year period would end up costing me about $877,000. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, Greg, great call, man. And I think you just said something, though, that hasn't been in play yet. Congress has not taken action. The executive took action without congressional approval, and that's part of the problem we got right now, too.
All right,
Greg, man, awesome call. I ran long for that very reason, but I got to take the break now. You have a great day, brother. Good luck with all that. Boomer, take us to the break. We're going to come back, and we're going to have like 30 seconds for me to talk before we go to the next break. But that was solid. And you know what? I got issues, and I get it. It sounded like the program may have been misrepresented at the time, which I think someone needs to be, you know, addressed in that regard too. But to some degree, we have to recognize that the rest of the taxpaying world shouldn't be on the hook. I agree there should be reforms to the manner in which it's done. But this freebie, this buyout, this, you know, just giving away money, that can't work. We can't keep doing that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Man, solid conservative and just plain right. South of Birmingham, to north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Mississippi and Georgia and Tennessee, thrown in just for good measure, just because. Hey, listen, we got plenty of stuff happening on the show today, and I gotta pause right here and acknowledge one of our sponsors that has been with us for so long, Just Love Coffee Cafe. We've got two locations here in our listening area. Just Love Coffee Cafe, one on Hughes Road out in Madison towards City Hall, and the other one on South Memorial Parkway down there by Whole Foods. I'm just telling you, Just Love Coffee Cafe. If you are looking for just a getaway spot, like, just take a moment during your workday, like, man, I gotta get out of this office, I gotta get out of this meeting, whatever the case, and just take some time. They've got great atmosphere, both locations. You can borrow their Wi-Fi. They've got, one of them has a books and games to read, you know, it's like you can just sit there and hang out. But then on top of that, they've got a menu that'll blow your socks off: breakfast, lunch, dinner, or breakfast for dinner. I mean, they've got great food. And, of course, because it's called Just Love Coffee, you can imagine they have great coffee. They have the ones that Charlene, my wife, calls the treat coffees, like cappuccino and lattes and espressos. And then they've got just award-winning dry roast. They can grind the beans for you, make you a cup of light roast, medium roast, just dark steaming coffee. I'm just telling you, you got to check them out. And when you go there, I've been to both locations. I love them both. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Do me a favor. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. All right. By the way, I will say this. We ran long. I had that great call. I had three great calls, and the music's already playing on me, Boomer. I mean, I barely had time to do a Just Love Coffee. Okay. Love this day. Hey, you want to call in? 833-687-4448. 833-68-RIGHT. Call in. I'd love to hear from you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be back again in a minute. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Man, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, you want to call in? I'll take them. 833-687-4448. I got a whole section of the Triple Dipper I've not even started yet called Show Me the Money. But I love some of the calls we're getting, man. These are just awesome. I got a caller on line one, Charles from Morgan County. Charles, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. Enjoying the show.
Thank you.
I called you last week, and I was wanting to get in on, and at the very beginning, you were talking about time of the essence, and you said Chronos or some word there, Phil?
There was two. One was Chronos, which is Greek for basically just measuring time, chronological, and then the other one was Kairos or Kairos, depending on how you pronounce it, K-A-I-R-O-S, and that basically means a moment in time where you have an opportunity to act.
Yes, and that's what I wanted to call about. I had called about the prison situation, and you said you might touch upon that someday or make that a subject matter. But I think that's of the essence, and I think it's a very important of the essence, for one thing, as far as for our shortage of corrections officers, but also because Judge Thompson, on the 27th of December of 2021, gave us benchmarks that we would have to have in place, and one of those benchmarks has to be by the end of this year. And I don't want us to have to pay taxes for whatever he might want to do because we haven't done it. And it looks like our numbers for the suicides and everything else didn't go in the correct direction. They went the other way, Phil. And I just wanted your input or what you saw. I believe this is of the essence for us to deal with this. I almost think that the governor should put the lieutenant governor in charge of this, as something that he could actually do. I have a lot of faith in him, and I feel like if we had someone that just dealt with that, I would feel more comfortable about it.
Well, and I appreciate that, Charles, and it's more topic than I can do right now, but the reality is, we do have, of course, we do have the director of the Department of Corrections, so there is actually somebody who's a point person, a secretary, a cabinet-level secretary position, I believe. And then you've also got the legislature, and I don't agree with everything, but the legislature just put a huge tranche of money from the COVID relief funds as well as a major bond issue in place for the construction of all the new prisons. Judge Myron Thompson has been both patient and impatient with the state of Alabama. On the one hand, he's saying press forward, but on the other, he's been giving them extensions, as needed if he can see progress. So, that's about all I can say on that right now, but I'm at some point in the near future, we will wind up having a more detailed discussion about the prison system and where it's going here on the show. Charles, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you, as always.
Thanks a lot for taking the call.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Line two, JT from Lacey Springs. JT, how you doing today?
Doing quite well today, yourself?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
When you were talking about the Birmingham Water Works, I recall an event several years ago where Blount County was soliciting through Marshall County to put a pipeline to Gunnersville Lake.
Yeah.
And anyway, they were asking for, I think it was 5 million gallons of water a day through that pipeline to go to Blount County. Anyway, it turns out it wasn't so much Blount County as it was the Birmingham Water Works soliciting this pipeline.
Really? Trying to find another water source without naming themselves in the process? Is that it?
As I recall, correct.
Wow. You know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I mean, they keep picking up new clients, apparently, but they're not adding more wells, I guess. And if they were using surface water, that's a whole different version of a water system at that point. So they're looking at Gunnersville Lake, you said, at one point.
Yeah, they were just trying to, so to speak, go under the table through Blount County to lay this pipeline to draw water out of Gunnersville Lake.
Wow. I don't have that one in my stack of stuff about the Birmingham Water Works Board, but it would not surprise me, JT, not a bit.
Absolutely.
That organization is more messed up than most I've ever seen. So.
Yeah, I didn't realize the severity of it until you brought it kind of the light about, just the goings on. And again, why do you need lobbyists that are being paid tens of thousands of dollars a month? I don't understand why a utility needs lobbyists.
And if they got me to the point that I'm agreeing with Mayor Randall Woodfin, something's up. So
absolutely.
JT, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. All right. Listen, if you want to call in, I'm enjoying this. I got the best audience in the world. Boomer, we got some folks out there who are just sharp as tacks, man.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I love hearing their views.
Their
and
perspectives.
Their perspectives. It's amazing.
I swear, like half the ones that call in could guest host this show. I need to take a vacation. We'll just get some of them. We'll get who you want. Like Steve from Tennessee, Sparky from Harvest. We'll get Brian in here.
Yeah,
Brian from Huntsville in here. We'll just, Jeff from Indiana.
Man.
We'll just,
There's
we got
a lot.
JT from Lacey Sparky. We'll have just, like, they can guest host half an hour each, and we'll just line them up and let them have at it. Bunch of right side ruffians.
That's
grab
right.
the microphone and just have their day. Just a melee.
It's a ruffian day.
Just I like it. Man. All right. But the only rule is you have to be here to run the board.
I got to be here to turn on the show.
Yeah, it's true. Yes, there are certain things that have to happen. Like you have to press the go baby go button at the
right
time. Which, by the way, if people don't know this, there's a whole lot of synchronicity that happens in this studio. A lot of things that, like, I'm looking at it going, I don't know what that wire over there does. And I don't.
There's colorful wires too.
And there's wires laying on the floor, and it scares me. Why should? But I look at it, and I got on my desk alone. I have how many buttons? I mean, in dials and switches. I don't even know what all of it does, but you do, and that blows my mind. And then on top of that, we've got the Go Baby Go button, which I get the biggest kick out of. So if you've seen the movie Gone in 60 Seconds.
Love that movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn.
Yeah. It just.
Eleanor. I have a guitar named Eleanor.
Do you really?
Because of that movie, yes.
No kidding?
Mm-hmm.
So those of you listeners out there, if you're not familiar, the Eleanor Mustang, which was a 67 Shelby-ized Super Snake Mustang that it was just anyway, sweet. Mm. But it had a shifter that had a nitrous oxide button on it, and the button had a label on the shifter that said, Go, Baby, Go. Well, sitting on Boomer's desk, there is the magic button that is literally labeled, Go, Baby, Go. And when he hits that button, all the channels that we're on across North Alabama all go to a break at the exact same time.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
I just make sure I don't touch it before I need
to. Yeah, stay away from the button. Have to have like a little safety, put a Dixie cup on top of that thing until you're ready for it.
That's what it needs to do.
Okay. All right. 4:42 p.m. Let me just dive in a little bit and do a little bit of triple dipper number three. If you want to call in, we'll still take calls. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. So first of all, the title of this dipper is Show Me the Money. Show me the money. Well, here's the underlying premise of this. When the government starts throwing so much money out there that it can't keep track, it is rife for the potential is with disaster is unbelievable. We're at next level layers of fiscal disaster possibilities. So first of all, do know this, though. The question of the student loans, the payoff, the bailout of the student loan situation, you do need to know this, though. There is a pushback happening. Conservative groups and AGs plot legal strategy to overturn the Biden student debt relief, according to the Washington Examiner, published yesterday. It says, just days after President Biden announced his intent to relieve up to $20,000 of debt from millions of student borrowers, several conservative advocacy groups and attorneys general are mulling strategies to block the president's plan in court. I knew this would happen. The underlying premise that they are looking at right now as the major legal doctrine by which they can challenge this is called the major questions doctrine. What it says is when there are major questions of law, basically, or an authorizing of an agency to take certain action, it has to have congressional intent attached to it. Major questions cannot just become, I feel like doing this today. You can't do that with major questions. So the first question will be, is it a question that's major in the eyes of the law? And secondly, there wind up being, did Congress act or not? And if not, does that also then bar the opportunity for executive action? Well, you got Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, who said that his office is actively looking into it. I would bet you that Steve Marshall's office is doing the same here in Alabama. Grover Norquist of the Americans for Tax Reform is looking to partner with legal think tanks to argue there's no constitutional justification for this. And the reason, he says, Grover Norquist says, why Biden didn't go through Congress, which is the only way he should have been able to get this done, is because even Democrats there don't all agree that this sweeping debt cancellation effort is the way to go. So this particular, and here's the thing. You look at it and you go, okay, another key question that the article points out that challengers to this loan cancellation plan would have to answer. In other words, if you want to take a suit, you have to have a plaintiff. You have to have someone who can be the party in interest. All right. Is it going to be a single taxpayer? Is it going to be a collection of students who never went to college because they couldn't afford the interest rates or whatever? Who's the best client? They got to have somebody that has actual standing. So they're searching, and I guarantee you they're going to find one, and they're going to be going at it. Let me do this real quick before I run out of time. Boomer, I'll take line one. Dan from Madison. Hey, Dan, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Hey, Phil. My blood pressure shot through the roof, and I'm burning up, okay? So, but I maybe I heard it incorrectly. Please, you need to clarify this for me because I need my blood pressure to go down.
All right.
You said something about the Birmingham Water Board. They pay lobbyists.
Oh.
Is that what I heard?
They right now have contracts for at least three lobbying firms costing at least $33,000 a month. A month.
Lobby what? Your water so much. You pay your water, you get your water. Well, I don't get this, Phil. Phil, $13,000 to $10,000 a month. Phil, you've got to be kidding me.
Brother, I would not kid to you about something like this. They are literally paying lobbyists. In fact, when I was a state senator, I had to deal with their lobbyists. And it, probably the most fussing I ever got from a lobbyist about anything was related to the Birmingham Water Works Board as we tried to basically amend their processes. It was ridiculous.
Well, 90% of the lobbyists are basically politicians that got kicked out of office and they go back in and they get that money into the table stuff. Listen, Phil, this is crazy, Phil. I mean, I was hoping you would give me a different answer because right now I think my head's popping off my shoulders. I am furious, Phil. You don't do this. That's ridiculous. You people are stealing us blind. Bottom line is Birmingham, wake up, smell the coffee. Do something about this.
I'm saying there's something in the water down there, pun intended. But yes, you are correct, Dan, and it's a mess. That's the tip of the iceberg. I don't know if you heard the part about the fact they just lost their entire purchasing department because of corruption and alleged kickbacks, and they just had their chairman of their board convicted of felony misuse of office last year. I mean, it's been going on this way for years and years and years.
That's nice, Phil. I lost my head. I popped my head. Now I lost. I can't find it, for crying out loud. I'm telling you, Phil. I'm that guy that's a blue collar guy. You know who I am, and you know I know what's right and I know what's wrong. And I don't do wrong. I do right because someday, who knows? I can live a long life. But if I don't, I want to be ready. When he asked the question, did you live a good life? And I said, yes, sir, I did. And you know what I'm talking about. And the only thing I wish, Phil, and I'll get off the phone, it sounds silly, but I almost want to wish I was at the pearly gate, sitting in the bleachers, watching these people come up there that stole and crime and crook and see how they beg on their knees while they want to get to the pearly gate. And he says, eh.
All right, Dan, got to go to a break, brother. Take a blood pressure pill. No caffeine for you the rest of the evening, man. All right, we're heading to a break. Last break of the day. We'll come right back. Man, this has been a great show. It's been a great hour. This has been the hour of the epic phone calls. I got one awesome on the line. Tell him if he wants to hang on. We'll take him just a minute.
All right.
Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. So I got a caller on line three. It's Jeff from Indiana. Jeffro, how you doing today, man?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. I heard you got an off-topic question for me.
Yeah, let me pick your lawyer brain on this.
Oh, Lord.
Every morning I seem like I hear all this title lock, home title lock stuff and everything.
Okay.
And all you're going to lose your house. You're going to lose everything if you don't. Somebody could fraud you out and kick you out of your house and everything. Please tell me if I'm wrong, but the homeowner is not the person who's getting frauded. If somebody, you know, pulls a fraud on the finance company, and they want you to buy this insurance or whatever, and it act like that somebody could come take your house. I thought, well, come on, take my house. I'll have the biggest lawsuit you've ever seen in your life.
Well, so, I mean, yeah, first of all, I guess I have to say right up front, no representation is made the quality of legal service to be performed is greater than the quality of legal service performed by other lawyers. So there's that.
There you go.
But no, I mean, putting on my lawyer hat, I do a lot of title work. I mean, I do a ton of real estate in my my law firm. And you have an issue there where things happen, you don't even know it, and there's a real issue right now with people laying claim to property that's not theirs. And then the individual has to go and file what's called a quiet title action sometimes, because you can't just throw it out. You have to actually have the court look at it. And that quiet title action, I'm in one right now. A lady thought she owned her property outright, got it actually in a divorce settlement with her ex-husband. The deed was all good, except that, lo and behold, the county had been assessing it to another individual as well. They called it dual assessed. And so we've had a three-year lawsuit right now. She's having to pay out of pocket just to know whether or not she can sell her own property. So, I mean, title insurance, if you're talking about title insurance, like at a real estate closing, I absolutely suggest you have it.
Oh yeah, yeah. My wife's a real estate broker, so yeah, okay. I know about that.
But, okay.
You know that insures the property. But I'm talking about, you know, people who own their homes, and then this company, which always, you know, basically on Fox News every morning, just runs me nuts. You know, they want you to buy home title lock. You know.
Okay.
And,
okay.
You know, what was you going to do if you lose your house? You know, how could you do that? And I'm thinking, the people aren't going to lose their houses because they weren't the ones who were frauded.
Well, yeah, there's other things that happen, though, too, Jeff. Sometimes, like, we have a serious issue with squatters. They'll show up at a house that's being unoccupied for a while. Maybe it's like a rental property, or it's a farm property. Somebody's not there all the time. And they'll move in, occupy it, and then they're squatters. And then they'll go file some type of a lien or an adverse possession claim, claiming that they did work on the property to fix it up, and they want to be paid back for it. Otherwise, they're going to lay claim to the property. And then you got to do an eviction proceeding. You got to prove that you have title clearly to the property. I mean, it goes on and on. I like to say that Charlene and I are classic examples of why the actual title insurance you get at your closing is necessary, because we had a property once that we bought it brand new from the builder. 3 years later, went to sell it. Mm-hmm. Turns out Mr. Builder chose not to pay off the property taxes from the proceeds he got at closing, and we had a lien against us, and it wasn't even ours, and we had to get it cleared in order to sell the property. So
and that's title insurance. You know, I
you're
understand
right.
that, but
you're
what
right.
they're selling isn't title insurance. It just we're going to tell you if somebody tried to steal your house through fraud.
Well, I render no opinions on their product, brother. I don't have any knowledge to go one way or the other on that one. But hey, man, thanks for the call. Thanks for taking me off topic.
You're welcome, Phil. And remember, anytime you laugh as hard as you did on Thursday, it's a 2-drink minimum, good.
We'll see you, Jeff. Wow. Okay. All right, listen, we're about to head down to it. Before I finish up for the day, though, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions has been with us since this show began. ZLA Solutions is epic good at getting people back to work. If you are looking for a job, go to ZLAUSA.com. If you are looking for employees to fill out the ranks of your workforce, go to ZLAUSA.com. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I know these folks personally, and they are good at what they do. All right, folks, coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. Have a great night. We'll see you then.